Seven members of Zimbabwe's main opposition party were the first of dozens of jailed dissidents to be formally charged today, and they pleaded not guilty in a bombing plot. The seven are among rights activists and opposition party members detained in recent weeks in what the opposition calls a crackdown on dissent. They were charged with terrorism, banditry, and insurgency, and could face the death penalty if convicted. In a separate case, another group of detainees have been accused, but so far not formally charged, of attempting to recruit fighters to train in neighboring Botswana to overthrow President Robert Mugabe. Leaders of neighboring countries and international human rights groups have said all the charges are baseless. Meanwhile, more than 1,000 new cholera cases were recorded in Zimbabwe yesterday following a week in which the epidemic has showed no signs of slowing. The World Health Organization reports more than 34,000 cases in and around the capital Harare, which is without power, fuel, and basic medical supplies. Paul Garwood, spokesperson for the WHO Health Action and Crises Group, and he told us that between both the weakness of the country's health system as well as the rainy season, both have combined to make the epidemic worse.
Cholera is spread generally as a result of lack of access to safe drinking water, poor standards of hygiene, crowded conditions where people live, and the situation that's exacerbating not just the prevention, but the treatment of cholera in Zimbabwe has been the weakness of the health system. So not enough staff being on call to help treat patients, or basically all staff now being devoted to treating cholera and not looking at other health conditions as much. With the rainy season upon Zimbabwe, that increases the threat of further cases emerging. So it also calls upon all UN agencies and health providers in support of the Ministry of Health to continue prevention campaigns, such as raising information about safe hygiene practices and consuming clean drinking water to prevent people from catching cholera in the first place.